2. The thin November light is spreading its fingers across the room when Ivy pads in carrying a kettle of hot water. "Good morning, miss." She pours the water into the basin on the washstand. "Shall I help you dress?" I lift myself up on my elbows. "No, thank you. I'll be fine." "Very well." She leaves the room, empty kettle in hand. I throw back the covers and make my way to the washstand, swirling a hand in the basin to cool the water before I wash. When I am finished, I dry my cheeks and forehead, peering into the glass. My green eyes are bottomless, empty, and I wonder if it is possible to change from the inside out, if sadness can radiate outward, through the veins and organs and skin for all to see. I shake my head at the morbid notion, watching my auburn hair, unbound, brush my shoulders in the looking glass. I take off my nightdress and pull a petticoat and stockings from the bureau, beginning to dress. I am smoothing the second stocking up my thigh when Alice sweeps in without knocking. "Good morning." She drops heavily onto the bed, looking up at me with the breathless charm that is uniquely Alice. It surprises me still, her effortless swing from barely concealed bitterness to sorrow to carefree calm. It should not, for Alice's moods have always been mercurial. But her face bears no trace of sadness, no trace of last night's melancholy. In truth, other than her simple gown and lack of jewelry, she looks no different than she ever has. Perhaps I am the only one to change from the inside out, after all. "Good morning." I hurry and fasten the stocking, feeling guilty that I have lazed in my room for so long when my sister is already up and about. I move to the cupboard, both to find a gown and to avoid the eyes that always seem to look too deeply into mine. "You should see the house, Leah. The entire staff is in morning clothes, on Aunt Virginia's orders." I turn to look at her, noticing the flush on her cheeks and something like excitement in her eyes. I push down my annoyance. "Many households observe the mourning period, Alice. Everyone loved Father. I'm sure they don't mind paying their respects." "Yes, well, now we shall be stuck inside for an interminable time, and it is so very dull here. Do you suppose Aunt Virginia will allow us to attend classes next week?" She continues without waiting for an answer. "Of course you don't even care. You would be perfectly happy to never see Wycliffe again." I do not bother arguing.